It's time to relax with the Offspring.
Hey, hey,
yeah, here today.
What's up?
Do we have a clap track we can insert later? Yeah. Okay, yes. Pierre from Simple Plan here.
I'm back
to plug our tour.
We're not even sick of each other yet.
I know you guys can't get rid of us. Like we're doing so much together. It's amazing. Right? We had a Canadian.
Yeah, I know that feeling. They've been trying to get rid of me too.
Canadian tour was great, and now we're doing America with Sum 41. It's going to be incredible. I'm super excited.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Canadian tour. We also ran into each other in Europe this summer. Some of the Slam Dunk festivals.
That's right. We did. That was super fun. Yep. We've been playing. I mean, you know, we spent so many years like seeing each other once in a while, and now we're condensing it all in like the last year and a half, and then we're really pushing it to the limits. Great. It's gonna
be great. I saw your guys' name on the books for something that we're looking at next year, actually.
There you go.
Already.
Ooh, all right.
Something in like
March. A little teaser.
Hey, if it works, it's not broke, don't fix it, right?
Well, it's working. Yep. There's a lot of folks coming to the tour, it looks like.
Yeah, I saw some numbers, and very exciting.
Yeah, people are excited, man.
Yeah.
It's a good bill.
It's always fun when the show is full, right? It's always so much more exciting when there's a lot of people out there.
There's people.
Oh, yeah. That's what we do it for.
Kids.
There's people there. It's always better, right? Now, it is an amphitheater, so it's going to be like there's a small floor. It's not like the same kind of GA floor like you get in the bigger rooms or arenas, right? It's kind of like this small, tiny.
Still pretty rad, though.
Yeah, a little different energy, right? Because there's a lot of
seated people.
I just went to NoFX's show, right? And I was like, dude, you got to know your audience. Next time, just have this. It was like just a dirt field, you know. And I'm like, dude, it's so fucking hot. And know your audience. Just if you're gonna have this. Just have it in a parking lot of the hospital that down the street. Like, everyone's, like, coming out, like, fucking dying, man. All these overweight, you know, 50-year-old dudes, man. I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah.
Can't put them in a dirt field.
Yeah. Get those guys. I mean, they're all, everybody was just, looked horrible, man. Like, yeah. So, yeah, I can't do that.
I just meant, like, when you do these shows, like, in the front, like, they call it GA, General Admission, right? People are always squished up to the front. But you get these places, sometimes they're a little more reserved-y, seedy.
Yeah.
So you get some of the, like...
You get the orchestra pit.
The boss's wife is in the front row and all that stuff. So, like, they're just kind of staring. They're not really into it the way you're normal. Right. You can kind of tell, right? It's it can be a little industry in the front row.
You want the fans up front that have fought to get there, and, you know, they got there early, and they're not giving up their spot.
I think we'll find
that. Those are the fans you want up front.
So. It's just it won't be a massive mosh pit, but I think it's going to be fun. We've done a lot of really cool amphitheater shows. And
I want you to call them out, basically, is what I'm saying. You guys call them first.
I'll warm them up for you.
Go, hey.
Yeah.
There you go.
Fuckers.
Get on down here. They can't stop all 4,000 of you super fans that want to slam. Come on down to the front.
Yeah, you know, something like that. Just kind of
get them going.
Warm up the crowd.
We'll get them going.
Yeah. What would Fletcher do?
Yeah, right. Words to live by. Oh, my gosh. Well, it's actually, it's 24 shows. That's like one of the most we've ever played in a single run.
In a short run like that, I mean, it's not like 7 weeks or 8 weeks. It's five shows a week, 5 weeks.
Yeah. So, it's going to be pretty condensed, but it'll be fun.
Dex made me quit drinking.
What?
He talked me into it. We were here drinking on Saturday in the studio, and he was like, you got to quit drinking, man. You're never going to make
it through.
For the tour? Yeah, we did. Well, we just talked about it. I mean, you know, we like drinking. We like our drinks. You've seen it.
Yeah, of course.
You bought us a wonderful bottle of tequila.
There you go. That's
at the end of the last run. But you can't. Like, when you're playing five shows and you're drinking every night on tour, you can't do it.
If anyone can, it's you, Noodle. I believe in you.
And he's
trying. Like Dexter. I believe in you.
Thank you, Jason.
So,
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, he's tried. But,
Are you guys going to stay dry, you think? You'll be dry?
No, not the whole thing.
Okay.
No. But,
whoa.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, easy. Easy, Pierre.
There'll be more alcohol for me backstage. On the first show.
More for you.
More for me. That's how I look at it.
And your teenagers.
Oh,
right?
And my teenagers.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. I can't really say, I guess. Oh, she was in Canada. So it's okay, right, to say how drunk she got. You know,
one of your kids was pretty buzzed last time.
But it didn't happen in this country. So Child Protective Services can't come look into it.
Take that, CPS.
It's out of your jurisdiction.
Checkmate.
All right. Anyway, yeah, so come check that out, too. Black Balls Kids, Drunk.
My Drunk Kids. Yeah, no, that's a good time.
There's so many selling points for this whole tour.
Yeah. So I'm looking at the notes over here. August 1st to September 3rd. So it starts near Seattle, your hometown.
Auburn, the Burbs. Washington.
Yeah, the Burbs of Seattle.
Yeah.
So got Simple Plan, some 41. We're playing. I hired a tattoo artist. I don't know if I told you about that.
No.
Sorry.
You did.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah. I thought, wouldn't it be cool just to have somebody from a local shop come and just like set up next to the t-shirt stand, right? And just give like quick, easy tattoos, as many 10-minute tattoos or whatever as they can, right?
We've done this in the past, for sure.
We've done it like here and there, but I'd like to have it for the whole tour because I want to make it an event. The whole thing is like, dude, they had all this.
The big party.
And yeah. So I think we decided that we're going to have to bring somebody, actually. Instead of having someone local from each place, it's going to make more sense. Or maybe it's a liability thing. I don't know. But I think it's on. We got a tattoo artist.
That's
so
cool. Do they have to be Offspring tattoos, or can they be any tattoos?
Or No Fear, barbed wire, belly button, you know. Like.
Monster energy drink.
No regrets.
Yeah, only around the belly button, you know. Like.
Yeah. I think it's mostly Offspring tattoos, but
nice. You get a discount if it's Offspring tattoos.
Yeah, that's right. Right, free tattoos. So come on.
It's free.
Oh, free.
I put my name in first in line. You know, I don't have an Offspring tattoo, which I think I should.
Wow.
You can do some Simple Plan.
I can't believe with so many great tattoos.
So many great tattoos, right? Like, and I don't have an Offspring tattoo. So yeah, that'll change.
Yeah. Okay.
September 1st.
So free tattoos.
August 1st.
I'm going to say free.
Okay.
I might be wrong, but
that's pretty awesome.
In my head.
The tattoo artist is super stoked to hear that they're free.
Make sure you tip your server.
Yeah, tips only.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. We got a nice tour poster with our names on it and stuff.
Yes.
I saw some of that. We got, you know, we're freaking rolling out the whole thing.
I know.
It's going to be
great. It's almost like we're a real band, dude.
Almost.
Well, this is what we've been saying for like 30 years.
It's almost like we're a real band.
So no one's even going to hear about it like till it's over. Okay. Well, there you go.
You're getting it out. Okay. There you go. That's awesome.
But question for you guys. Okay. So because on those hot days, it's 95, 100 degrees or whatever, we're going to play sometimes at 7:30 or 7, something like that. Can you still look like a rock star if you wear shorts, or are shorts not okay on stage?
I'll be wearing shorts on stage.
Angus Young did it, but I don't know. Like, I always feel bad
Angus
wearing
Young,
shorts.
Melvin from NoFX does it. Who else? Drummers can get away with it.
Drummers. Oh, drummers for sure. Yeah.
So yeah, you play the drums. You that counts. You get up there and play
you know
drums
what?
For a song.
You set the bar. You tell us what's okay.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
You set the fucking
That's
bar.
Right.
All right, cool. Yeah, we're gonna see how you do it. If you look good,
you can wear those cargo pants with the zippers, and you can kind of play it by ear. You know,
convertible
with the air vents.
Can, I'm going to wear shorts, you know?
Yeah.
It's got the short vibe.
Or like track pants, just rip them off.
Yeah. There you go, see? Yeah.
Fred Durst doing? Is Fred Durst, I picture him being a shorts guy.
Yeah, he's probably in shorts and a red hat. No, he's not wearing a red hat anymore.
He's got a huge beard now. He's like he looks like Santa Claus.
Okay. He has a bucket hat now, right?
Yeah.
He's got the bucket hat going.
Bucket hat and Santa Claus beard.
Yeah, we played. I remember playing in Phoenix. I remember specifically that it was 115 degrees. Because it was
Warped Tour.
It was Warped Tour. Yeah.
Yeah, but it was a dry heat.
It was dry.
It was only a half hour set.
It does make it better.
Honestly, it does make it better.
It does not make it better.
It does make it better.
Because
we played
115,
Florida.
You're in a fucking oven at 115, or it sucks. No,
you know what? It was totally tolerable because we played Florida that same tour. And it was only like
worse.
90, but way worse. And the sun was beating on us until the very last song, Self Esteem, a big cloud came over in front of the sun. And I was like, thank God. I didn't think I was going to make it. And then as soon as we got off stage, it just dumped and cleared the place out.
Yeah.
I want to go on the record saying I like drunk noodles better than sober noodles. But
he's so present. Come on.
He's debating weather.
You don't want him that present.
too fucking present.
Yeah. A little too present.
Exactly, man.
But I think last time we played in Phoenix, it was only 108, I think.
Yeah. That's not bad.
Oh, it's balmy and dry.
Yeah.
It was
comfortable.
And it was evening, I think, if I'm remembering the show.
I remember playing.
And it was in January. So, like, you just can't win in Arizona.
Yeah.
Like,
Nevada, 8 or 9 o'clock. It's 103. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
At night. So. Honestly, the desert shows like that aren't, I don't think they're as difficult as the really hot and humid ones. That's when I can't breathe, when it's super humid, once you get east of the Mississippi.
And you guys are on at 9:15 every night, I think, so by that time, it should be nice.
It'll
be nice. They get the nice time. That's why they were only going to bring one band. They're like, no, fuck it, we need two. Just to make sure we're
sun.
The sun is set by the time we start, you know? Yeah. So Noodles can wear pants, look cool, like, they don't got to worry about it.
Let me see in Phoenix who's
playing
first.
I might not wear any pants
first.
At all, though. You never know.
You're going to Donny it, right?
Maybe the mood will strike me.
Hey, you could Donny it up, dude. Just wear a red foot.
There you go. Yeah, totally.
I say, okay, so Scottsdale. Oh, yes. Sum 41's playing before us in Scottsdale, so we'll get the 805 slot.
805.
Do you guys rock, paper, scissors it? Or
now we kind of flip-flop. I don't know if there's any logic to it, but we go usually like, you know, they start, we start, they start, we start. We just flip-flop.
All right.
I think rock, paper, scissors would be a cooler way to do it. But
yeah. Arm wrestle.
Exactly. Something fun.
I think Rubik's Cube contest.
Oh, yeah, we got
the fastest Rubik's Cube.
Jeff's really good. He's like, he's down like a minute and 10 or something like that.
Wow. All right. I'm pretty solid minute and a half.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But he hasn't done it in a while.
All right. Well,
we could do like every day a different game, like chess. One day, Rubik's Cube.
The excitement is building already.
Like, yeah, look at that.
And then that Russian slapping
Silver
game.
Guys.
You can live stream that chess match, man.
Sober guys playing chess.
Yeah.
That's punk rock.
It really is a sober tour.
Yeah. I can see how
hide
really.
And seek. Team hide and seek.
Yeah, that's fun backstage. Look how fun it is backstage. Two guys playing chess. See who's going on first. Yeah, that's.
So we did Canada together last year. Did we mention that already? We didn't, I don't think, right? Yeah, so that
was...
Yeah,
we did. We did it October? No, November.
It was November, yeah.
November all the way to the beginning of December. Yeah, it was awesome.
All the way across.
We did... my wife and son and I celebrated Thanksgiving. We had the day off in Vancouver.
That's
near the end.
Canadian Thanksgiving or...
No.
No, American. It was
American
US
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah. We have our favorite seafood restaurant in Vancouver. I've done two Thanksgiving... I happened to be there twice for Thanksgiving.
Well, Vancouver's
in the last
got such
years.
Good food.
What's your favorite... Seafood restaurant.
It's called Coast.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's just kind of up the hill from where we stayed.
Nice.
Yeah, really nice. Just
lots of great restaurants in Vancouver. Yeah. I lived there for a few years. I love that place.
Nice. Yeah. Beautiful city.
It's Vancouver. Nice.
Vancouver's rad.
Yep.
One of the most beautiful cities in the world, I think. You got the mountain. You got the Rockies. You got the ocean. You got a beautiful city that's mostly like glass condos, right? Isn't it weird looking? It's all like beautiful glass condos. It's just weird.
Yeah,
there's
I know.
Some cool artsy looking, like or old even looking buildings.
I mean that in a good way though. It looks cool.
Yeah, yeah.
You drive it, like I remember walking in Vancouver at night and just seeing all these cool little people living in these.
I remember walking buildings. Around Vancouver at night, seeing a homeless person shitting right by the bank ATM I was going to use that I wanted to use. That,
yeah,
but
so
whatever.
beautiful city.
But it was still. Rad. Like I love Vancouver. I really do. Right,
there's a lot of homeless.
I got married in Victoria, which isn't Vancouver, but Vancouver Island.
True,
right?
Yep. So, yeah, that's correct.
It's kind of, but yeah.
Is your wife Canadian?
No, she's Mexican from Whittier, but. We moved to Seattle, and we were, you know, we're going to get married, and I was like, why spend a bunch of fucking money?
Go to Canada.
Yeah, and I was like, let's just go to Canada, and we'll get married in front of a justice of peace. So we went to Victoria, got married right there, bam, here we are.
Nice.
20,
is it cheaper to get married over there in Canada, or what?
Yeah, a couple of toonies and stuff, and you know, something like that.
That's about it.
Yeah, it was a lot. I mean, I love Canada, right? Like, it's... just so much fun. I love going up there. My son used to always play like lacrosse tournaments up there and stuff too, right? So we'd go up there. Yeah, you know, they hate to lose to Americans, right? Like in hockey tournaments and stuff. So it's always kind of fun. And I always enjoyed the role of being the ugly American, you know, like at youth hockey tournaments, you know? So it was always a fun role for me and I enjoyed that, but. Yeah.
Nice. Married in Canada.
So, yeah.
Well, Vancouver, you know, when most American bands go on tour in Canada, they play Vancouver and Toronto and Montreal. And that's about it, right?
And they skip a lot of other ones.
And they don't even go up. They go down in, you know, the safety of the U.S. and then pop up for a show and then come back down, right? But not us. We did the whole thing.
We did a lot of shows. That was a five weeks? No. I don't remember.
Yeah, like. Yeah, four
was
and a half,
something
five
like
weeks,
that.
I think. Yeah,
that's good.
We started in October.
We started in Halifax at the very tip on the East Coast and finished
Halifax,
in Victoria all the way.
So you do Canada in the middle of fucking winter, and you do the United States
yeah.
in the middle of summer.
Summer, that's the yeah. way to do yeah. it, right?
Yeah. I don't know, man. Maybe Sober Noodles might have a different idea now the way you plan that next tour season. I don't know.
We got lucky though, Canada. We got good weather. It was really
nice.
Yeah, yeah. Because November's a good month. You know, if you want to really, you know, test yourself, you'd go on tour in Canada in January, February. That's
what we heard.
Well, it was super mild. You know, the beginning of winter. You know, late fall, whatever. Because when we were in Toronto, I was walking around in
there was no snow. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't until we hit Winnipeg. Winnipeg that we finally got some good snow.
Yep.
We had the big jackets ready to go and everything, and didn't need them.
Nope.
But the smaller cities are kind of fun that you might not normally get to. Like, I don't know.
Moose Jaw. Dawson Creek. I don't think we did
Kelowna.
Creek
did we do Kelowna?
All the WHL
I think we might have done. Yeah, we did do Kelowna. Yeah.
Yeah. Grand Prairie.
Yeah, right. There you go. Yeah. You guys took us some places that I don't think we'd ever been before. Which yeah. is
even as Canadians.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's crazy.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Fucking out Canadian yeah. Canadians.
I think Cone from Sum 41 lost his virginity in Grand Prairie. And he drove a Vespa all the way from London, Ontario.
I've heard that. In the middle of winter.
Damn,
and, strange.
Yeah, he didn't want that out, but surprise!
It's like an urban legend. I don't know, a Vespa all the way from London to.
Oh, we've all done. We've all done some crazy shit.
And we didn't used to say who that it was Cone, but I would say this story every night on stage when we toured with them in Canada and. It was Sault Ste. Marie, I think, is where he actually lost his virginity. Sorry, Cone. It's out there now. But I would make the story different, and like every city I said the same story. I wouldn't say who it was, but I said somebody from Sum 41 and make it more ridiculous. You drove some crappy car, then it was a Vespa, a moped.
A one wheel fucking
every town we went to
a
every
Segway.
Time it became the town that he lost to Virginia in, right? Yeah.
Then last time we played with them was in Australia, and I did it at one of their shows there. We drove all the way from Ontario in the middle of the winter to do it. Yeah.
That's right. Well, we did Australia then right after that tour with Sum 41, and now we're putting everybody all together.
Yeah. Yep.
It's gonna be
And we did a tour. We did two tours with Sum 41. We did a U.S. tour and one in Europe.
That's
so
right,
we
yeah.
figured everyone's doing well. Let's put it all together, you know.
I saw footage from the European tour you guys did. It looked like you had great crowds every night.
Oh, it was great. It was awesome. It was really, really good. Actually, this last year has been, I think, it's been a good time for our style of music or I don't know what, but it's been really good for all the shows we've done with you guys and Sum 41. And
we're back, baby.
We're back, man.
We're back.
Yeah.
And how much for you guys do you think that TikTok figured into that?
I was just talking about that. It's pretty awesome because, you know, on our first record, we had the song I'm Just a Kid, and it wasn't like a massive hit. It was like a pretty good hit. It's always been a song that's been part of our set list, but it was never our biggest song. And if you looked at the Spotify numbers, it was like maybe top 7 or 8. It didn't even have 100 million spins on it. And since then, the last couple of years, it's over 200 million spins. So it's like it's reignited the song. And it's actually what I think is really cool is that the reaction from the fans when we play it now is like just so much bigger than it was.
It's a closer now.
Yeah, almost.
Closer.
We always close with Perfect. I don't know why we always close with the same song.
What was it that happened with TikTok exactly? It started a trend or what?
Yeah, so I don't know exactly how it happened, but somebody started the I'm Just a Kid challenge or whatever trend. And it's basically you take an old picture of yourself with, you know, maybe with your dog or your kid or whatever, and then you video recreate it. So the it goes, when you're spending every day on your own, and here it goes, bam. So you walk into the spot, and then when the song hits, you go to the old picture. So it's really endearing. It's really cute. And it's like, it could be you with your daughter and now she's, you know, an adult, or it could be with yours with your little puppy when you got him. So anyways, it started spreading like wildfire, and eventually a bunch of celebrities did it. And over the course of a year and a half or two, it had like billions of impressions. Yeah. So it really...
You can't turn on TikTok and not see it like 30 times in fucking 15 minutes.
Yeah,
you know?
And then a bunch of big celebrities did it. And like, it just became like one of those... another hit 20 years later, you know?
So yeah. You've
never like traced down like
who the first person is? No, we never. I don't know who it is.
You got to hire somebody, man. You got TikTok money now, man.
Yeah, really?
I got to take him out for dinner at least.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly, man. Yeah. Get him on a guest list, you know? Like,
who was the first person?
Yeah, if you're the person who first did that,
Let us know.
Yeah, let them know. Yeah, get on the guest list at least, and a free Offspring tattoo.
So who were some of the most impressive celebrities in your estimation?
Ed Sheeran, Drew Barrymore, the whole cast of Friends.
Wow.
Will Smith did a whole bunch with his like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air cast. Who else? There was so many more.
None of those people know who we are.
Oh, they all know. They all know
they
who
have
you
no
are.
Idea who we are.
They all know who you are. We're still missing the Offspring guys to do the I'm Just a Kid challenge.
We were working on it. Yeah. We weren't quite sure. You know. So we're doing another version of it.
Okay, cool. It's old news at this point. It's not very exciting.
No, it's not. It's still fucking on nonstop. You open up a TikTok app. It's not old news.
It still happened. The Williams sisters did it.
Oh, right on.
With Will Smith.
Rad.
That's awesome.
Or whichever one was in the movie, Serena Williams? I should know this. They're both in.
Right.
I don't know.
If you're going to flex it, you should know it, I think. I think that's...
I just put my foot in my mouth. Oh, well.
But isn't that amazing if something like that, some random thing can reignite the song or whatever? Like, that's awesome.
It gives me a lot of hope for, like, you know, when you have a song that, like, you feel like should have done better but maybe didn't do as good, it gives me hope that, like, maybe 20 years later it might just ignite for some reason. So
that's wild.
Yeah.
But cool.
Yeah.
Gives us all hope, man.
Yeah.
That's right. It's not a hit yet, but it's going to be a hit. Just hang on.
You guys just wait. Yeah. Just fucking wait.
That or like someone else covers it later in your career and suddenly it becomes a massive hit. Like how many songs have became bigger hits when big artists have covered it? You know, it's like even that one that it's not a massive hit, but the Wagon Wheel song that like the country artist did.
Yeah.
Hootie.
Yeah, Hootie did it.
Old Crow Medicine Show.
The original one was out like, what, 10, 15 years before?
Was it?
Yeah.
All right. I didn't know
that. It was a while.
Hootie redid it and bam.
Yep. Yep.
There you go. There you go.
Just got to get Hootie to fucking redo.
Got to get Hootie to cover one of our songs.
There you go.
Cruising California.
Can we call him Darius, please?
Darius
like Hootie.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot.
He hates that.
I always said Hootie because I forgot his name, and I don't want to sound like. I mean, we just forgot, you know, Serena Williams' name or one of the Williams sisters. Yeah.
Darius Rucker.
Serena.
Darius Rucker. Yeah.
So we talked about all the wildness of playing chess and stuff on tour. Does anything wild actually happen on tour ever? Anymore?
Sadly, not much anymore. I think the only wild thing that happens on tour is the shows, like, because I feel like, you know, I don't drink on the road anymore, and I feel like we're all just focused on giving the best show ever, and I feel like honestly we're probably at the height of our game as far as like performing, and it's just become, you know, I don't know, the days of like the rock star, you know, cheesy party is not, it's, I don't know, it doesn't seem like it's that anymore, although I enjoy partying, but maybe we should do like a dedicate like one day.
Boring. Yawn.
To have noodles thrown. Yeah, I'm sorry. What was that? I fell asleep. You were saying something about
our
you
last
still
show.
Rage?
You guys rage? Come on.
The last show we played was probably the most drunk the band has been as a whole in a long, long time.
Nice.
The only one who wasn't drinking was Brandon, our drummer.
Nice.
Everyone else was drinking before the show. Even Dexter was throwing back a couple beers.
Wow. Sometimes the last day of a tour, you're like,
you got it.
You're ready to.
But it was fun. I mean, we didn't get plowed to the point where it was screwing us up.
Yeah,
we were just having fun. It was probably a little bit looser. Most people
greased up. I like
know.
It. No,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
into it. I mean, you know, I think we're due. I think maybe on this tour you can quit drinking and I'll ramp it up.
We're the perfect band. To, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I'm, yeah.
Let's do it August 1st. So let's get shit-faced.
There you go. Yeah. Let's kick off the tour with a bang.
Yeah, so
we'll bring the Jägermeister.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we got his Jäger machine.
Oh man,
what do the French Canadians drink? What's your? Do you guys have something when you do drink?
What do I drink? I like tequila.
Okay.
Yeah, so I like a, you know, kind of a ranch water thing.
So do you usually
tequila.
Mix it, or do you do shots?
Well,
or?
No, I'm not a shot guy.
Okay.
I mean, although I do have a great time when you do a tequila shot, especially it really like you instantly become much happier. Like within the next 5-10 minutes, you're just like life is good.
As long as it's a good tequila, good blanco for shooting.
I was with my buddy.
Yeah.
He came to my house like a little while ago. And we were outside. We're middle of the day. We're at the pool. Our kids are there, and we're just chilling. It's a nice, beautiful summer day. And he's like, "You want to do a shot of tequila?" And I'm like, all right. And we did like one or two, and I was like so much happier. I was like, this is like, life is awesome. So yeah. Maybe I should start doing more shots. But usually I'll have like, I'll have a tequila and soda and some lime. And
okay, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the ranch waters are great. Yeah, exactly. I like it, kind of refreshing. Yep.
Is that like COVID drinking, something like that? A little day drinking?
Yeah. What my story was, you mean?
Yeah.
No, that was actually, I kind of fast forward. It was like a couple years ago, but I didn't want to sound like the last time I drank was a couple years ago.
Yeah, whoa, that one time it was, in high school.
Yeah, yeah. It was one time in a band camp.
Did you guys drink much coming up? I don't remember you guys ever being major partiers when we
never were a band that drank before the show.
Okay.
We never were like, you know, we've had a few drinks here and there, but like I don't like to be drunk when I'm playing. I think I've always had like a sensitive voice, and as a singer, you know what it's like to have to deal with that. And like, you know, when you sing, I'm always thinking about tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like when, as a singer, because we have a lot of shows, we have 24 shows. So, you know, if you get shit faced and you're having a great time, you scream a little more and you're like, well, this is great, man. And then the next thing you know, your voice is out. So
what's that? What did you say about tomorrow?
That one comedian, there's this comedian who's one of the blue collar comedian guys who says, look, I didn't get where I am today by worrying about how I was going to feel tomorrow. It's a great line. Yeah.
That's a great line.
I don't know if it's not Engvall. I can't remember the guy.
You guys got it all wrong.
Yeah. We got a wild tour story. I had a request for the story, but I'm going to need you to fill in some of the blanks about one of our first early tours in Europe and how we were on the bus and things got a little out of hand with the authorities, right?
Oh.
So we were...
Oh, yeah, going from... Denmark to Sweden.
That's what it was, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so we were working with a certain promoter at the time.
Yeah.
Shady.
Who was with a certain booking agent.
Apparently he had like a human skull in a jar in his house or his apartment or something, and that was like
Though. Like we saw it. Didn't you see it?
I never saw it. No, yeah.
Yeah. Is it illegal to have a human skull?
Before they saw it.
In some countries.
Would you want one though in your apartment? Would you want a head in a jar? I think
yes.
I don't think I'd want that.
I guess I've never thought of it, you know.
You know.
So that cuz the skeleton that's in the biology class, that's fake, right?
Well, see, we had a skeleton at Greg's mom's house.
That's how you imagine it. When you see a real head with skin on it still and the hair floating around and the formaldehyde and stuff, it affects you.
A head in a jar, just a skull.
Oh, it wasn't like a dry skull.
No. Straight serial killer shit.
Okay, that's messed up.
Like where you're scared. Yeah. You're literally scared.
You want to get out of the apartment as quickly as possible. Yeah. and there's several chains on the inside of the door. No, just kidding.
Yeah, the Scandinavian promoter was our
first.
So we
had a human head, not a skull, a human head.
Human head in a jar. Yeah,
yeah, that's messed up. I would run.
Freakiest thing ever.
So then what happened?
He was a bit nuts. So, well, he decided to smuggle some hash from Denmark into Sweden.
On our bus.
It was him and the bus driver.
Were you aware of it?
They were in,
we had no clue.
They were together on it, the bus driver too, right?
Yeah.
And we were taking a ferry, right?
It was a ferry, and a couple of the guys were on the ferry ride, met some girls that were partying. You can't, you know, because Denmark, you could do whatever you want, right? Copenhagen. It's party city. You could get weed and hash and stuff. And Sweden is very strict and buttoned up, and you can't do it. So these, you know, cute Swedish girls went to Denmark to party, and then were on the bus coming back with, like, I don't know, Dave and Ron or somebody, you know, hanging out with them. They get pulled over into secondary
because, for customs, right?
For customs, because the dog found the hash. They put it in the friggin' air vent, which seems like a stupid place to hide.
It's hash. Blowing hash air.
You know.
I remember being pulled into secondary and going, well, we have nothing to worry about. We've done nothing wrong, right?
Yeah,
then they ask us to get off the bus, and you're like, okay, fine, whatever. Do your worst, you know. And then they take a dog on the bus, and I'm like, well, that's interesting, but I guess that's just how they do it here. And then they come off, and all of a sudden, they drag us into the room, and it is fucking shit hits the fan time, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, they're pulling on the rubber glove going, Mr. Holland, and you're like, Fitzjoy, get me the fuck out of here. Like, I ain't doing this.
They were pulling us back individually for strip search, and I was the first one, right? And that's why I didn't know what was gonna happen, right? I'm like, get me out of here.
Yeah.
You guys strip searched?
Yes.
Yeah.
I did.
Cavity search? No.
Not cavity, but lift them. Lift them and show them.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had to lift my dick and balls to show them that I wasn't hiding anything under my dick and balls, yeah.
I wouldn't trust someone with a fucking iguana head in a jar, and you guys are trusting someone with a human head in a jar. It's kind of on you guys, you know?
It was the 90s, you know?
Hey, Other than that, he seems fine.
So what happened next? So hold on. Now they found that dog found it, and then what?
So I'm laughing. I'm going, we didn't do anything. I'm still thinking this is just crazy bullshit. But they said they found hash. I'm like, all right. And so finally the guy goes, the promoter, he's there, all right, you know, if somebody's going to have to take responsibility, I'll jump on that. I'll take responsibility for it. And it turns out it was him the whole time, you know. So, but that's very honorable.
Yeah,
that was the promoter. Yeah.
But did they let you go? What happened?
Yeah, he took credit for it. It was his deal.
Yeah.
And they finally let us go. I don't know how long we were there, for a couple
hours.
So
they kept the hash and just said, go on your way?
Yeah, what did they do with
him? They kept our hash. They took him. I think, he bailed out. He knew he was the promoter. He had connections. So he bailed out. I think that night he showed up back at the venue.
Okay. I remember we had to run straight to the venue and go right on stage.
Yeah, it was close.
We were on. That was an interesting day.
Yeah, those poor girls too. Like, we don't even know these guys. It's not ours.
It's not ours. So I guess what's the moral of the story, right? If don't book shows with a guy with a head in a jar.
Pretty much.
That's a good rule to follow.
Yeah. I don't remember being freaked out, though. That's what's so weird. Like, you would think you'd be terrified if you were in some dude's apartment and there's a jar.
I just thought the whole thing was ridiculous because...
You just thought it was like a European kish? Like,
I assumed the last band left something on the bus and it wasn't much, you know, it wasn't like trafficking, but no, it was this...
How much was it? Was it a big brick
of
hash?
I have no idea. Mm. You know, honestly, I don't know how much it was, but he took credit for it.
But they had to pull off a panel to get to it or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We were onto the bus, though, by the time they did that.
Yeah, clearly he was a dipshit if he hit it, like you said, in a fucking air vent. That would be like the last place you hide it, right? Yeah. Like in an air vent.
I ran into that bus driver a couple of years ago, not too long. I can't tell if it was... Can't remember if it was right after or right before the pandemic.
Did you punch him?
No, I said hey to him. It was funny. I always got along fine with him. I wonder if
I've ever accidentally or unknowingly smuggled drugs into a country through one of my crew members. I don't know. I would have to ask them.
Yeah.
I never got caught for it, so I've never smuggled any.
Any
at least they're good at it then, is what you're
problems?
Saying.
Any what?
Any legal troubles in your years traveling?
Let me think. No, there's never really been. There was one time we got pulled over. We had a little private flight pulled into somewhere in Quebec, and we got there, and they pulled us aside, and they had the dog sniffing us, and they sniffed us, and they were like, sniffs all around. And then they sniffed our bass player, and they were like, the dog sat there, and he's like, this one's contaminated. And he was like, I don't have anything. It's like, sorry, man. But that was it. We've never had any trouble with the law.
Yeah, I had a dog alert on me coming back from Europe once, and I don't know if it's just because I was hanging around pot smokers. I don't know. I had nothing on me.
I think someone said once that we had traces of cocaine on a bag. But I was like, our bag's in the tour bus. There could be traces of cocaine all over this bus.
Right.
It's a tour bus.
Right, yeah.
But we were like, no, we don't have any. Are you sure? Are you lying?
One time we were driving Dexter's dad's van with a trailer going to Phoenix, I think, and we stopped at a Burger King on the way there. We all got those stupid Burger King crowns, and we're in the van. Dexter's up front driving. This is back in the 80s. Yeah, totally. This is like a one-off. We're driving out, and, you know, Friday night or Saturday night, I'm drinking beer in the back, you know, being real sneaky. The lights on the trailer weren't working, so we got pulled over by the cops. And they pull him out of the truck, and he goes walking back, and we see as he's walking back with the cops, he's still got his crown on.
I guess I forgot. I forgot that I was wearing the Burger King.
He totally forgot. He was more concerned with...
Yes, officer? Yeah. Can I help you? I can't believe there's something wrong with this trailer.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, you're in there drinking.
I'm hiding the beer going, oh, shit, I'm drinking in the back of the van, you know, but... They were cool. They went, all right. They didn't want to deal with us. I think they realized we were harmless. And there was one time when we were sleeping, one of the first cross country tours, we were in Elko, Nevada, and some abandoned school. We just pulled in to crash for the night because we drove as far as we could. And we drank some beer, and it's a bunch of beer cans on the ground. The cops roll up and kind of roust us and kick us out of the abandoned school grounds.
Today, we're sleeping on top of the car because we must sleep on the ground. We had nothing else to sleep on. But
good old days.
We slept on a lot of things.
We have rest areas. Just,
That's crazy shit, man.
Yeah.
I guess that's why. I mean, you guys literally were fucking hanging out with someone with a head in a jar. That I'm still just kind of floored. That was during the Ignition years?
You had no idea.
That was Smash right after Smash. Smash, right? 94.
This guy's got some fucking cred. Street cred, man.
Yeah. Animate that.
Yeah. Just kidding. Ever have any like gnarly car crashes?
Well, my first band, my first band was called Reset. Was a drummer. It was Chuck was a drummer, and we had a couple other guys. And our first tour, we opened up for 10-foot pole.
Oh wow, yeah, right on.
And 22 Jacks.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then we went all the way.
22 Jacks were great. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's what's his name?
Steve Soto's band.
Yeah, yeah. Steve Soto and. I'm drawing a blank. Jeez.
Scott Singer. From 10-foot pole.
Joe Sib.
Joe Sib, thank you.
Yeah. I thought you were talking 10-foot pole.
Was it Greg Antista in 22 Jacks too? I'm not sure.
Anyways, we went across Canada, started up on the East Coast and finished on the West Coast. Actually, I'm mixing up tours. No, doesn't matter. We finished up a tour in the West Coast, and two of the guys in the band were going to college. I dropped out because I was focused on the music. And so the college guys were like, I can't drive the van back. I got to go back to school. So they flew back, and the guitar player and me, who were the two losers who dropped out of school, were left with the job.
All in.
We were left with the job to drive back this Winnebago, 1980-something Winnebago that we bought for $10,000 across Canada back home. So we started up in Vancouver, and we did shifts, like eight-hour shifts, and like he would drive 8 hours, and then when he's done, he'd like drink a bunch of vodka out of a thing and like go sleep in the back. And we drove across the country. Well, when we got in Northern Ontario, it's wintertime and it's like blowing huge, you know, just there's a lot of snow everywhere, bad weather. And sure enough, at some point I wake up and he's driving and it's like late, it's like midnight or something. And I'm like, do you want me to drive? Like it's getting a little, and he's out there and it's getting a little slippery a little bit. It's like, no, another hour and you're good. So I lay back down, and about half an hour later, he's like, hold on, we're going down. And like, sure enough, drove into the ditch with this Winnebago, flipped on the side. I was sleeping on like one of those beds and landed on the window. It did not break. I'd be dead if it did.
Yeah,
just kind of like smushed into the snow at like 2 a.m. by Thunder Bay.
Oh, wow.
And it's like pitch dark. It's massive snowstorm and lost control. And then we had to get out on the side of the thing, get on the road. We flagged down a car. They drove us to the nearest town, went to the police station, came back and like pulled it out. And a tow truck came out and pulled this thing and like flipped it back on the wheels and then pulled it out. And then there was a bunch of snow in the front. We dug it all out, turned the key. It turned over. So we're like, I think we're good. we're gonna keep going.
You kept going. Yeah. That's awesome.
So we kept going.
Crazy.
We let it run for like a couple hours. We stopped at a gas station, let it run for a couple hours. All the snow melted inside the hood. And then we're like, well, it's running. And there was so much snow that it only kind of like dented the side, but it was fine. So we started going. And then sure enough, within the next 12 hours, the engine blew.
So, okay. Yeah.
So then we got stranded in Thunder Bay for 3 days, had to change the engine. We put some refurbished piece of crap for like $3,000, all the merch money we had, put it into the thing, and then we drove back home.
Amazing. Yeah.
But
nice.
Could have died in that one, but so and then at some
the
other point
building stories.
In Simple Plan, one of our bus drivers drove into the ditch with the bus and the trailer, but we didn't flip over this time, so we survived.
I remember we got ran off the road once in the yellow van. We had the yellow van with a trailer, and somebody sideswiped us and ran us off the road, and they kept going. Hit and run.
That's right.
Probably drunk.
But we're okay.
Yeah.
We're okay. Yep.
Probably drunk. Are you him? Probably. That was like,
yeah. That would have been 1990.
Oh, he was drunk.
Yeah. It was 3-2 beer. That's all we could get. Yeah.
So, dude, did I tell you that we were in the studio with Motley Crue like a month ago or whatever?
No shit.
So they invited us down to do some backups, me and Noodles. They
That's
had some
awesome.
New songs coming
That's
out.
So cool.
I know. I was very flattered. Like, wow, yeah, that's totally. Super great. Super cool, right? So you go down, you go in there, and it's like, whoa, man, this is the real deal, man. It's the guys. Tommy's in there. Nicky's in there. And, like, they're so real deal. Like, Tommy's fucking smoking. Like, no one smokes in the studio anymore. Yeah. He's fucking chain smoking. It's fucking great. Like, it's going for it.
And just so a awesome. Big kid. Like, listening to playback and just going, yeah, just like
he's
into it.
He's yeah, he's super the biggest
into
kid
it.
Ever.
He's super into it. Great. We sing a couple things, which is awesome. So much fun. And then we're just sitting around shooting the shit, talking and stuff.
I've got a good Motley Crue story.
Okay.
it's not a good story, but it's an interesting story. We wrote a song for our second record that Bob Rock produced, and it was one of the 13, 14 that we'd written, and we didn't cut it. And I had a demo of it that I'd written. Bob always liked it, and then 6 months later, a year later, maybe longer, Bob calls me. He's like, "Hey, I'm with the Motley Crue guys, and they're looking for some songs. And then this song that you wrote, they really like it. Would you mind if we record it?" And I'm like, "Hell
wow,
yeah!"
Right on.
So they recorded it, and it was they put it on their greatest hits album. They put a greatest hits album. There was two new originals, and it was one of them, and it was their single. It's called "If I Die Tomorrow." So I wrote it. Chuck and I wrote a song for Motley Crue.
Yeah, awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
Now that one's probably be fucking all over TikTok now too, right?
Yeah, there you go.
God damn it.
Yeah. And actually, there's
it a billion times in the next fucking 6 months.
There's some guys from the Black Veil Brides that came to me one day, and we were on Warped, and they said, "Man, we're big fans of you guys, and like that song, that Motley Crue song, is our favorite Motley Crue song. We listen to it every time we play a show. We just realized that you wrote it." And I was like, "Yeah, it's pretty cool."
Right on.
Too funny.
Pretty awesome.
Awesome.
Unfortunately, it wasn't a massive hit, so I didn't, you know, make a ton of money.
Yet.
Off it. Right. Yet. Maybe yet. On TikTok. There yet. You go. Yeah. Now I smell what you're stepping in.
There you go.
I got you.
Yeah. Hey, so were you guys, because I've heard things and not bad things, not just kind of like QAnon type shit, right? That you guys, so you guys are Simple Plan, not a Simple Plan. Mm-hmm. So people are saying that that's the Mandela effect. The timelines have been changed, and it used to be like the Berenstain Bears, Simple Plan, a Simple Plan.
No, so the only thing is that we named our band after a movie called A Simple Plan.
Yeah, with Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton.
That's a great movie.
So we just took off the A and didn't want to get sued. So, you know, just took off the A. Because it was too Canadian with the A.
A. They put it at the end. A. You should have put it at the end.
Yes.
Simple Plan A.
There you go. So we took the A and put it at the end.
Simple Plan A.
Simple Plan A.
Put it at the end.
Simple Plan. I love that.
It's Simple Plan A.
Are you doing the When We Were Young festival thing?
We are. Yeah, we're doing that together in October. It's going to be awesome.
All right. Should
be warm there too.
There's like what, 200 bands?
I mean, apparently it went smoothly last year, and this year the lineup is ridiculous.
Super ridiculous.
You guys, man. Green Day, Blink-182, us, Sum 41. I think. I mean, I feel like everyone's on this bill.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing. And two days in a row, right?
Right.
Two days in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the same show 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last year they did it 3 days in a row. Like, although the first one got canceled because of the wind.
Yeah, the wind.
That's what happened. Right?
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully we don't get that.
Yeah.
When it happened last year and we saw the flyer, you were like, "Thank God you didn't do this," because it was like every band from the Warped Tour, right?
Yeah, every single band that played the Warped Tour was on it. I'm like, how the fuck are they going to do this, dude? There's like 200 fucking bands. There's no way this is going to
be good.
I don't know, but apparently it went well. I was super skeptical. I was like, there's no way this is going to work.
Yeah.
But it did.
Same, so you were wrong, I guess. It was huge. Yeah.
And
my
by all accounts, it was successful. It went really well. The people that I saw that I talked to that went there, they loved it.
Yep. Same.
So
yeah,
I've already heard good things
about it too. Yep.
As soon as we announced this coming one, the week before they ran it last year, so like over a year, But yeah,
that's right.
And I'm getting relatives hitting me up. Hey, can you?
I know that's the one tour. That's the one show that everyone I know is like, "Can you get me some tickets?" I'm like, "No, I can't."
That one's gonna be really tough.
Yeah.
Well, especially when it's not your own show and it's a festival, you don't always have control.
We're probably gonna get like maybe 20, 30 tickets maybe, and everyone wants to go to that one because the lineup, you know.
And if every band has 20 or 30 tickets, then that's there's the gig.
I wonder it did so well.
200 times.
1,000 bands with 20. That's 20,000 family and friends.
Oh, man. But yeah, that ended up being a huge thing. It's the new Coachella.
It is.
There you go.
I dig it.
Yeah, you're going to have like a fight. Fuck the chess matches, you know, like. Loser,
Fight Club.
Exactly. Loser's head's in a jar. You know, like, that's who gets on the guest list. You got 20 tickets, man. Yeah, have a Fight Club for it.
There you go.
For the guest list spots.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to have a Fight Club.
Is there going to be a lot of nostalgia? Nostalgia. Is that people keep on using that
the
term?
Kids?
It kind of, I don't know. I don't know if I really like the term being referred to as nostalgic.
Yeah,
right?
You're so old. Yeah. It's nostalgic.
Yeah. Can we bring back retro? Or is that even worse?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't feel nostalgic. Do you feel nostalgic? I envy us.
I think you guys should go and only play new songs. All you guys, like, just play new songs. The new record.
Oh, my God.
That's all you get at this festival, yeah.
I encourage all 1,000 bands to only play new songs.
That would be funny.
Yeah, that would be great.
That would be the end of When We Were Young Fest.
Yeah.
The end, yeah. Is there anybody that's, like, missing? We talk about how you... Like, you tried to look for a band that you couldn't think of. You're quizzing people on the flyer. Name a band from the Warped Tour. And
they were all there.
They're all there.
Yeah.
Was it like that this year?
Valiant Thor on it?
Yeah, they're about the only ones not.
Yeah.
Did they play Warped Tour?
They did when we toured with them. They were great. They're fun.
I've seen them live. Yeah, they're fun.
Super fun.
Let's see if I can see
I didn't know
lineup.
That they played the Warped Tour.
They
between the two shows, they literally have had to kind of snag every single band to play the Warped Tour. I would imagine.
You would think, right?
Yeah. Other than Dropkick Murphys.
Are Dropkicks really? Not on? Yeah.
Probably not.
But some
that'll be next year.
Obviously, some of the bands that were there last year are probably not on this year, but still, the lineup's pretty insane. Green Day, Blink 182, The Offspring, 30 Seconds to Mars, Good Charlotte, 5 Seconds of Summer, All Time Low, Pierce the Veil, Thrice, Rise Against. Something corporate. I mean, I can go on.
Is that it?
Yellow Card, Sum 41, Simple Plan, Newfound Glory. I mean, there's MXPX, Saves the Day. There's a lot.
Is that it?
No. You want me to read the whole thing?
No.
There's a lot.
Are there like short sets, or is everyone playing a real set?
I think they're pretty short.
I think we're
playing like 40 minutes, 45 minutes. You'll probably play longer because you're so much better than me.
That's true.
Let's face it. Yeah, it's what it is.
I don't know.
I'm good for a Warped Tour 40-minute set.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. Yeah. I love that. Yeah.
In out, bam, bam. There's got to be like 8 stages or something. I mean, I don't know.
Have you been to the Punk Rock Museum yet?
Not yet. Have you?
We went, and there's one big wall. There's Chuck out in the middle of the pit.
He's got the
whole wall almost him and the crowd. Yeah.
A great picture of him crowd surfing.
Yeah.
He said he's been asking for that picture forever, and they never gave it to him. He's really upset.
Oh, really? He's in the Punk Rock Museum.
I've been asking Lisa for that picture forever.
Yeah. Is that Lisa Johnson?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Lisa's great.
Maybe we'll go. I know they're doing guided tours over there.
Noodles
I think
is giving.
I might
did you do one?
Come around
people, aren't you?
Yeah, I could. Yeah. I'm actually an ordained minister.
Reverend Noodles.
Yeah. That's Father Minister Noodles.
Oh, Father Minister.
Father Minister. Yes. Elder Noodles. Yes.
Nostalgic Noodles.
Yeah.
At least they're not calling us vintage yet. You know.
I'm only really nostalgic when I think about the past, though. So.
I just prefer old school. Like, that's old school, you know?
Old school,
that sounds cool, right? Like,
it sounds better.
Yeah. He's old school. Okay. That's not vintage, retro, nostalgia. Fuck all that. Fuck those terms. Old school.
I remember my niece going, oh, I love 90s music. And this was 10 years ago or more. And I'm going, 90s music? Holy crap. That's what we are.
That's what
are. 90s music.
They're kind of 2000s music.
It was like when
too.
I was when I was a teenager. I go, I love 60s music, like the Beatles, right? You know,
and now
not
that's
the same.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we just had our anniversary for Rise and Fall, Ridge and Grace, which did
15 years for that.
Yeah,
right?
Did not come out in the '90s. After the '90s, right?
So the aughts.
That's 15 years ago.
Yeah,
'09, right? '09, wasn't it? 08, 09?
I think it was 08.
Well, how many records do you guys have now? You probably have a significant anniversary every year now, right?
Yeah, you can kind of just pick whatever you want, right? 25 years for Smash or, 30 for whatever. So,
How old is Ignition now? Was that 92, 91, was it?
92.
92.
92.
So now that just turned 30?
Yes,
last year?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that hilarious?
Crazy.
So is this
crazy?
20...
That was on your radar early on.
Oh, yeah.
Record, right?
Yeah. I got into it from snowboarding movies, and that was kind of my introduction to faster beats. Like before that, I was like I liked AC/DC. I liked different things, but as my first, and I was like, this is cool.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that was the introduction to that.
Isn't that cool? All the way across Canada, he still heard us way back, way back when.
Wow.
I know. That was a real thing, getting a record out, because people heard you that would have just, you know, never heard before. Like, it was an actual CD, and we were losing our minds. Like, oh, my God, a CD. And, you know, even playing, like...
I remember being in your parents' house, and you put it on the 5-CD changer. And
I love that. Spin around. And it's spinning. Which one's it going to go to next?
We fucking made it. We made it, man.
That's right. Here's Social Distortion, then The Offspring, then Creedence Clearwater Revival or something. I don't know, whatever we're listening
to. That's amazing.
Oh, man. Well, dude, it's going to be great.
It's going to be fantastic.
I'm really happy that you guys could come down today and talk up the show a little bit. And
of course.
You know, and sorry we couldn't get you on before dark, but next time we'll do something. We'll cover
the place. Well, on some nights we'll play 805. By the time we finish, it'll be dark.
It will be.
Yeah, so we'll get a little bit of pop with the lights. But it's going to be a great tour. I mean, honestly, as soon as... the opportunity came up and we heard about it, we were like, absolutely, 100%, we're doing this. So thanks for having us. And it's fun that we get to do so many shows now together. I feel like we're like buddies now.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We always were, but now we're like real buddies.
Yeah.
Follow each other on the Instagram now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Would you like to take a bus with us to Sweden?
Yeah. Let me check the air events first.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Gotta check out Noodle's Head Collection. It's
that's a different story.
You are gonna be hanging out with sober Noodles, so more Rubik's Cube than anything.
Half of the tour
is that what it is? Half sober, half drunk.
He'll break.
My wife's coming out at some point. There's this restaurant.
Rager Noodles.
By the time it ends, man, he's gonna be fucking playing shit in his pants on stage.
My wife's coming out halfway through the tour, and we're going to do this really fancy dinner, and I'm trying to get a wine pairing. So, I think
Where is it?
It's called in Chicago.
Okay, I love Chicago food, man. So many good restaurants in Chicago. It's awesome.
Yeah, this is something that she's been talking about for years, and
love that.
Yeah, so I got us in, and hopefully it'll.
Yeah, if my wife comes out, which she probably will, I'm definitely drinking.
Yeah.
So much more fun to drink with my wife. I feel like it's someone to drink with, and
for sure.
Yeah, that was so lame of me to say that.
don't worry, that's going to be cut. They're going to cut that.
Cut that out.
You sound really lame.
I was going to go the other way with it because I mean I don't want to be sober around my wife.
Yeah. Oh, if my wife comes out, I'm drinking. For sure.
I drink more when I'm drunk.
Well, if his wife comes out, I'm drinking too.
All right, guys.
Yeah, it was fun.
Is that it?
Is that how
we did it?